Watch podcast hosted by Wyatt Costantino and Carter Hilton Landon. This podcast is brought to you by Gatorade. Our topic today is spying and lying in World War II, and we'll have a special guest today, Virginia Hall, one of the best spies of World War II. Hello, Virginia.
Hello, Wyatt and Carter.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
How's your day going?
Great. How about yours?
All right. Excited to learn about women spies. To start off, Virginia, how would you like to give us some background information about spies in World War II?
Well, first off, they started by making two organizations, the British Special Operations Executive, which is what I worked for, and the American Office of Strategic Services.
What did these organizations do?
The SOE was active in almost every country in Europe. The SOE was native operatives in enemy countries, aiding resistance groups and monitoring the enemy activity. The OSS overlaps some of our SOE operations, but also had operatives in specific threat.
What was the purpose of these spies, and how did they get away without being caught?
The purpose of the spies is to gather information about the enemy and usually got away in disguise or blended in with the crowd.
What was your biggest achievement as a spy?
My biggest achievement was when I helped the resistance in France.
What did the women spies do better than men spies?
Women spies back then did not look as threatening or suspicious as men's, so people didn't expect that we could be spies.
What was the name of the resistance?
It was called Free France.
The Gestapo, the secret Nazi police, gave you the title, the most dangerous of all Allied spies. Do you believe that is a fair statement?
I do think this is a fair statement because I had so many things going against me that it was very unlikely that I would be a spy.
So what exactly did you personally do to help?
I provided a map to Allied forces to drop zones and find in safe houses and provide intelligence activities.
What was life like as a spy?
Life was actually normal until I was asked to do missions. Main difference was I was always under disguise. I always spying, but I still lived a normal life, as we were told to do.
Were there some other spies that you knew or heard about as a spy?
Yes, there were a couple, but only I am supposed to say the last names for privacy and safety to their families.
What were their last names?
Their names were Khan, Bushell, Lawyers, and Thurl.
What exactly did they do?
Khan learned to operate a wireless transmitter. She went safe house to safe house and gathered intelligence to the resistance until she was killed as a spy. What was cool about her story was beforehand, she was a children's book author.
How about the other ones? What was special about them?
Bushrell was an amazing spy, but what made her very special was she knew so much information about the spying and their plans. She was caught and tortured, but never gave away the information she knew. Lawyers used German prisoners for counterintelligence. She also made fake passports and fake other papers for other spies so they could get through without being caught. Thoper broke into secret naval safe for codes and other private information.
Did you know these people, or are they stories you heard from other spies?
These are stories I've heard from many friends and other spies.
Before we go into commercial break and switch to the next topic about the Navy, we would like to thank you for you and your time and wish you a great rest of your day.
Thank you for having me. I hope you guys also have a great day.